Good morning. Our question today is the halacha of not passing within four amos in front of somebody davening Shmona Esrei. Does that apply as well to not passing in front of somebody who is saying Kaddish? For example, Avelim, and they are saying Kaddish, or in front of the Chazan saying Kaddish. Is there likewise a prohibition of walking in front of somebody saying Kaddish? So in fact, the Shari Tshuva says that just like it's prohibited to walk in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, the same thing applies, that one cannot walk in front of somebody who is saying Kaddish. And the Kaf HaChaim brings that same psak in the name of a number of poskim, and he adds on and he qualifies this, a very important qualification. He says this prohibition applies up until Da'amiram Be'alma V'imru Amen. He says that the prohibition applies up until there, but thereafter, that is not the ikur form, that is not the ikur kaddish, but rather the additions thereafter are a minhaga be'alma. For example, when they add on al yisrael v'rabanan, thereafter, that is not part of the original kaddish. Kaddish ends fundamentally at damiram be'amavir mo'amein, and after that is a minhag to add on, and that's not from the nusach of the actual kaddish, so the prohibition would only apply to the original Kaddish, which is up until Damiram Be'alma V'imru Amen. There are other poskim that say this as well. The Chida in the Berak Yosef says similarly. The Grach Pelagi in his Sefer Ruach HaChaim says it's Asur Lavor Keneged HaMispalim. You can't pass in front of those who are davening. And he says V'lav Davka Be'amida, which not only those who are saying the Amida, the Shmoneh Esrei, it applies also to those who are saying Kaddish. There's also Azara Shemanu. Also, you should not walk in front of somebody who's saying Kaddish. Shehu bichlal tefila biyoser ma'ala. It's also bichlal tefila, and it has the same dinim as not walking in front of somebody who is saying Shmoneh Esrei. However, the Sefer Minchas Aharon comments on this Birkei Yosef, the Birkei Yosef, who says that you have to be careful also not to walk in front of somebody saying Kaddish. This is the language of the Sefer Minchas Aharon, Sha'af Shetov Lizar Bazeh. Certainly it's good to be careful about it in order to not disturb, and he brings the reason for it, to not disturb the concentration, the kavana of the person who is saying the Kaddish. Nonetheless, lashvosol mispalol huchum yaseira, to equate this with walking in front of somebody who's saying a Shmoneh Esrei, that is too much of a chumrah. It's a non-essential chumrah. It's not necessary. In other words, it's an unsubstantiated chumrah. Shim ken ye asur, because if that's the case, that you can't walk in front of somebody who is saying the Kaddish, you also would not be able to sit within four amos of somebody who is saying the Kaddish. This is talking about the Minhag Sfaradim, who are not, for the most part, not makbid to stand up for the Kaddish. So he's saying as that as a proof that if you're going to tell me you can't walk in front of somebody saying Kaddish, you also, just like a Shmoneh Esrei, you can't sit within four amos of somebody saying Kaddish, and that is certainly not the minhag amongst many Sfaradim. Nonetheless, he concludes with Mikol Makom Kvar Hore Zaki. Nonetheless, the Chida in his Birkei Yosef paskin this way, that we should be careful to not walk in front of someone, not only when saying Shmoneh Esrei, but also when he is saying Kaddish as well. Have a wonderful day.